Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week is Kedoshim, the parsha of holiness. God commands us, Eliot, to be a holy people. Well, that's not an easy task. And therefore, there's a long list of instructions in the parsha of Kedoshim. In fact, the parsha of Kedoshim has the greatest number of commandments of mitzvot, of guidance, than any other parsha in the Torah. And that all of that is meant to somehow push us to the level of becoming a better person, a holier person. The Kedoshim literally means not only holy, but it means dedicated. Someone that's dedicated to the cause of God and of man and of being a good person. And God wants us to be that kind of a person. One of the methods, one of the rules, deals with speech. How people speak. What language they use. I'm not talking about language in terms of English or Spanish or French. I'm talking about language in terms of obscenities. I'm talking of language in terms of abusive speech, in terms of slander, in terms of speaking about others. And the rabbis were very careful. They said that one should even be sparing and paying compliments to others when he talks to other people and say, oh, you know, that was a wonderful speech that so-and-so gave. Because it may bring about a reaction from the person whom we told it to, who will say, well, you know, at that time he was good, but I've heard him speak before and he was lousy. And so therefore, in effect, you're suborning Lashon Hara, slander. You're provoking it. So we don't talk about people, period, if it's not necessary. There always are. You know, in the balance of the Torah, there always are times when we have to say something. If you come to me and you say, you know, I'm going to business with Yossel, and I'm putting in $100,000, and I know that Yossel's the biggest con man in the world, and that he's taken people for millions of dollars, then I'm under an obligation to tell you, listen, I want you to know that Yossel is not the man that you should go into business with. So there are certainly times when you are allowed, and not only allowed, where it's almost mandatory for you to speak about other people. But, again, all of this is part of the balance. Most of the time you're supposed to shut up, which people find hard to do.
Hard, Rabbi, it's almost impossible.
Well, so that rabbi said that. The rabbi said, Rubam Begezel. Most people, unfortunately, end up with money that's not theirs. Miutan baroyos. Then there are people that, in sexual matters, are prolificate. But v'kulam be'ovak loshon hara. But in the dust of slander, everyone is covered by the dust of slander. So even if I don't say it directly myself, I'm also part of it. There are exceptions. The great Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, the Chafetz Chaim, who passed away in the 1930s, and who was really the saint of the past century. So he writes in one of his books, he says, it's 40 years since I've spoken about anybody, and it's 20 years since I heard anybody speak to me about anybody.
Well, can regular people live such insular lives?
He thought he was a regular person, you know, because he was a person, he was a leader, he wasn't a recluse. He was a leader, he was a public speaker, he traveled throughout Lithuania and Poland and Russia. He was not a recluse at all, but he was that special person, right? The rabbis say that these special people are inserted in order to make us aware that the goals that we attempt to achieve are not impossible. They may be very difficult for us, and we may not achieve it, but we should never say that God asks of us well, what is really impossible, right? So I think the same thing, I even use my sports metaphor, right? That, you know, if I see Tiger Woods can make impossible golf shots, you know, so I'm also a golfer. I can't make that shot, but I know the shot can be made. because I saw that he made it. Or the baseball player, you know, Barry Bonds hit 72 home runs, or so somebody can do it. Now I may not be able to do it. I can't hit a fastball. Could be, but it can be done, and that's the idea here of these great people. So the rabbi said, "Achaim v'amovis biyad haloshon," and life and death itself depends upon speech. We hear so much hyperbole, and you hear the provocations and the what here in Hebrew we call hasata, with the constant provocation of demonization of other people. So that creates an atmosphere, and in that atmosphere, then people eventually become suicide bombers. People eventually become murderers, right? Because if you keep on talking about it, that's what happens. I think that it also, I don't know how to balance it, especially since we're speaking on a radio station operated by a newspaper, of which I would never be critical, but the media plays a great role in this, because the media creates an environment. So no one today, for instance, is shocked by a suicide bomber. No one. Because our environment, the suicide bombers, we've already seen so many pictures. It's been written up so much, and then we have to find out, we have to understand why the suicide bomber became a suicide bomber. So today it's accepted. And that's true about so many, so many other things that are just accepted because of the fact that we've created the environment. Speech is meant to limit the environment. If you don't talk about it, it's not always out there. It's not always... Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's really true in the home. What the children hear. What do they hear their parents talk about? How do their parents talk?
That's what I was going to ask you. Besides the things that we're not supposed to talk about, how do we sanctify speech by the way we talk?
Well, certainly. Well, one should... Divrei chachomim benachas nishmoim, the rabbi said. Soft words. Soft in the content of the words and soft in the volume and the way they are delivered. There was a great rabbi here in Jerusalem, Rabbi Rosenthal of blessed memory, and I once in a while used to hang around him, you know, just to bask in his aura and to learn a little. So when people would ask him a question, they would ask him, "Rabbi, is this kosher?" So he would never say, you know, "It's not kosher, it's treif." He would say, "I don't think it's for you." It's nicht für dir, right? It's not for you. I thought that was such a marvelous expression. You don't want to, why should I say it's not kosher? It's not for you, right? And that covers a multitude of events. There's a way to talk to people. I had a teacher in the yeshiva who was the kindest, gentlest man in the world. And he was so kind and so gentle that we always had perfect attendance and nobody made any... He was the person you would imagine that the students would run roughshod over him. But we didn't have it in our hearts to do so because he was such a wonderful person. So we never heard him raise his voice. We never heard anything from him. And if he had to tell you something was wrong, he wouldn't even, you know, he would talk in generalities till you figured out that he was talking about you and that he wanted to tell you something. But that really made an impression upon us. That improved us. And I think that's a secret that parents should, you don't holler at children. You talk to children. And generally speaking, you shouldn't talk at people. You should talk to people. And it's a talent that has to be developed. You know, you have to think about it all the time. Kedoshim to you. You should always be holy. It's not, you know, it's not a one day a week goal or 1 hour a day or, you know. You have to work at it. You have to work at it like at everything else. It's the marathon, right? You got to train for it. You can't get up in the morning and say, you know, today I'm holy. You have to work at it. And that's why the Torah gave us this very long list of mitzvot. These are stepping stones to being holy. And especially in terms of speech, there we need really God's help all the time, but we need our own help. The rabbi said that's why the tongue is so well protected. It has 32 teeth and 2 lips. It's, before you get a word out, a lot of things have to happen. But we have to think of it in those terms in order to achieve the fact that we will be Kedoshim to you, that we will be a holy nation and a better world.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on the Sanctity of Speech.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.